Sunday night for Hamacha, Chav Tesa, the base. Okay, we're moving along in Hilchos Pesach, and we're up the Erev Pesach. So there's an Issa Drabonon to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Everything else is a minhag, but the Isser, indeed, is an Isser. You get, Gemara talks about, Yerushalmi talks about getting Makas Mardus for violating the Isser, to eat matzah Erev Pesach. And this is really part of the, it's expressed, the reason is expressed in different ways by different Rishonim, whether it's to eat matzah at night, L'Te'ovon. The Rambam says there should be a heker eating it at night. But everything is really Ola L'Signun Echad, that inasmuch, this is the way I understand it, my interpretation, inasmuch that everything we do at night, matzah zushanu ochlem al shuma, and mor zushanu ochlem al shuma, etc. So Chazal wanted to maximize that impact. So certainly the impact is minimized, if not totally, done away with, if you've been eating it for the time period leading up to it. So mitzad the din of an issa drabonon, it's also an erev Pesach. Not even the night before, mitzad hadin. Of course, the minig is to aser it from before. Many, many people stop from Rosh Chodesh. Some people stop from Purim already, and this goes on. Now, this presents a problem of what to eat on Erev Pesach sometimes, and basically the only mitzad the minig. I mean, even chametz dikah matzah is aser. Because there's no heker between chametz tikka matzah and matzah. So in the morning when you're allowed to eat chametz, you're still not allowed, the poskim say you're not allowed to eat chametz tikka matzah. There were kulas bandied about if you bake matzah shalol lishma, so you could eat it erev Pesach because it's not kosher for the night. Matzah, the only thing that would be mutter is matzah that you actually crumbled up and recooked. And that loses the bracha of hamotzi, that becomes a mezonos. It's kneidlach. If you make kneidlach, then you can eat kneidlach on Erev Pesach, because that loses the tzura of matzah, and the bracha even changes. Besides the isra of eating, okay, moving on, one more din. Besides the isra of eating matzah, you have a din mishah asiris to make sure that the eating at night is l'te'ovon. You have to balance it. Because if you don't eat anything, then you're hungry at night, and you may want to rush through the Haggadah, because you want to get to Shulchan Aruch already, you're hungry. And it's Yom Tov. It's true, it is Yom Tov. So you have to eat and make sure you don't eat too much. The Gemara talks about not eating after Shah Asiris, something that fills you up. We don't eat Matzah Ashira anyway, so we're going to end up eating just whatever. Potatoes and sour cream. That's what I always ate Erev Pesach. But whatever you do eat, you have to strike that balance between making sure that you're not hungry at night, not hungry enough to rush through the Seder because of it, but to eat at night with the other one.